Yo soy la auténtica, la más guapa, codiciada y excéntrica, deseada, envidiada y fantástica. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach. Estrella is blackmailing Esteban with a video of him and Nacho getting it on, but that only resulted in Esteban suspecting that Nacho filmed it to sabotage his campaign. Meanwhile, poor Nacho is super stressed because he owes a lot of money to a lot of nasty guys who are threatening to kill him if he doesn't pay them soon. Harsh. And if that wasn't enough, he now has to deal with a heartbroken Raúl, who Maria del Carmen broke up with in a drunken and public incident.
No?
Papi! Papi, I'm in my room!
Por Dios, mijo, mijo, look, get a hold of yourself. Let it out. Okay, let it out. Okay, too much. Okay, that's enough. Good.
Papi, it's like I have a hole in the middle of my chest. It's like a hole in the middle of a volcano. I can't even think of good metaphors. She told me that it was over. That we had to cancel the wedding.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. You said things were going smoothly.
Papi, I don't know what happened, okay? It's like she did a 180 on her personality. She's been acting different since the accident. She doesn't like my metaphors. She doesn't laugh at my jokes anymore. She doesn't like any of the things she used to like. Maybe her memory came back and she remembered our last fight, or maybe this has something to do with her losing the baby. I don't know. All I know is that she doesn't want to marry me. And now I want to die. Oh, Bobby, are you even listening to me?
Yes, of course. I'm listening. I'm just, there's a lot going on right now. We have to take them on one by one.
What could be more important than me losing the love of my life?
Well, do you remember the guys who are going to kill me if I don't pay them back their money? Well, they gave me until the end of the week.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and that's not all. Now, someone is blackmailing Esteban, and he thinks it's me.
Oh, that's worse.
Well, I wouldn't call it worse, but...
Wait, what are they blackmailing Esteban with?
Yeah, it isn't important, okay? They sent him an email with something bad. And they're asking for information, and we have no idea who could have sent it.
Wait, Bobby, I can help you.
Yeah, well, I don't need an inspirational metaphor right now, Raúl.
No. Remember when you sent me to that computer camp after we saw Ocean's 11?
Yeah, I really don't want an inspirational anecdote either.
Bobby! I can find the IP address from where the email was sent.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It tells you the location it was sent from. That way you can at least, you know where to start looking.
Mijo, you're brilliant. This is brilliant. This is the first time one of your summer camps has paid off.
Oh, but I made you that beautiful vase in ceramics camp.
Aye, that vase. So beautiful. Anyway, here's Esteban's laptop with the email. But don't open the attachment. All right, it has a virus.
Ooh, okay. Okay. And bingo. No, I must have done something wrong. Wait, just let me try again.
Wait, why? What happened?
There must be some kind of mistake. It's telling me that the email came from La Casa Rosa. But that can't be right, can it?
La Casa Rosa. Hmm. Mijo?
Yeah?
Are you saying it came from inside the house?
Yeah, it's weird. I ran it again and it got the same result.
Wait, so someone sent this from inside La Casa Rosa, from inside Esteban's house? Then that would mean that the person, the only person responsible, is,
Uh-oh. It looks like Estrella and Maria del Carmen's little blackmailing scheme is going to backfire. But Maria del Carmen isn't thinking about that. She's too busy with her asthmatic reporter.
Hey, D-lovers, it's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Boy, do we have a juicy scoop for you on the next Tea with Tatiana. Our next guest is a woman we know nothing about. But hey, she does know a lot about our dearest Gloria. And that's all that matters on a gossip show. You know, I'm really intrigued by this new version of Gloria that looks so fresh and sophisticated, especially inside her new Lincoln Aviator GT. Is it the SUV? Is it the Florida sun? I don't know. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Uh-oh. It looks like Estrella and Maria del Carmen's little blackmailing scheme is going to backfire. But Maria del Carmen isn't thinking about that. She's too busy with her asthmatic reporter. Yes?
He's here.
Oh, okay. Let him come up. Oh, not in the bedroom. I'll come down.
Too late. He right behind me.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Okay. I'ma leave you guys to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna put these two condoms right here on this pillow.
Oh my god. So how are you?
How's it going?
Sorry.
You go.
You
go ahead.
You go. I'm sorry I called you and said all those crazy things.
Oh, so you don't want to lick whipped cream off my abs?
Oh my god, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
It was hard to tell because you were hiccuping a lot, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Jeez. That's embarrassing.
No, I haven't stopped thinking about you.
Really? I mean, really?
Yeah. I really like you. So don't be embarrassed.
Well, easier said than done.
Do you want me to tell you something embarrassing to make you feel better?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you'd say yes. let me see. One time in bio class, I said orgasm instead of organism.
That's... That's not that bad.
Oh, okay. I thought that would be the end of it. Okay, I'll come up with another one.
Okay.
Look, I've also been stalking your Instagram every day since the last time we saw each other.
Oh.
You post a lot of selfies.
Oh, so that's what you're into. Sorry I don't look like that in real life.
No, that's not what I meant. You look great, but those, I didn't really see you in those. The you I haven't been able to stop thinking about is standing right in front of me.
So... You like me with no makeup and filters and fancy clothes.
Yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. You look stunning in whatever, but that's not what I like most about you. I like your sense of humor and that you're a little clumsy and you're kind. I think I see what you mean when you say that there are two of you.
Oh my god, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Yeah, right after the whipped cream thing.
Oh god, I can explain.
You don't have to. I understand. There's the Gloria that everyone out there thinks they know, and then there is you. I like you.
I like you too.
Oh, sorry. My asthma kicks in when I'm nervous.
Kiss me. Oh, hermanita. Looks like the innocent orphan from the convent is not so innocent anymore. But look out, because your little romance might be in trouble.
Buenas noches, Señor Nacho. What are you doing here?
Where is everybody?
I don't think this is a good time for a visit.
You know, get out of my way. I need to talk to that snake.
Okay, you're not gonna be yelling at me. That's all right. Yeah, I got a vacuum I'll use. Who are you looking for?
Luisa.
Luisa?
Luisa? Oh, no. Nacho is about to start a war with the wrong woman. And Maria del Carmen is upstairs about to get hot and heavy with Andres. What will happen when Nacho finds out you left his son for another man? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Danny Pino, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, and Alan Eisenberg. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.